Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Think about this. ISIS is saying, obviously not their first target, but they're actually saying that their first target is going to be Rome, and they're threatening to attack the Catholic Church and even behead the Pope. Let's take a look.
The Islamic State has a plan to conquer Rome. Yes, it sounds crazy, but ISIS believes the conquest of Rome is central to its mission and necessary to fulfill what Islam teaches was the prophecy of Muhammad and to prepare the return of the Muslim Messiah, the Mahdi. Robert Spencer is the author of The Complete Infidel's Guide to ISIS.
ISIS thinks that Rome is one of its primary goals and that it is in its timetable. It has a timetable wherein, in the next 10 years, by the year 2025, it hopes to bring about Armageddon, the final struggle between good and evil, or between the Muslims and the non-Muslims. And that one of the chief stepping stones to that Armageddon battle is the conquest of Rome, which they think they're going to be able to do within the next 5 years, that is, by 2020.
Muslim scholars say Muhammad prophesied that the two great Roman cities would be conquered, Constantinople and Rome. Constantinople today is Istanbul, a Muslim city. Rome remains to be conquered.
Once Rome is conquered in this view, within the next 5 years, and then Israel will follow shortly after. They also believe that during this time period, they're going to conquer Saudi Arabia and Iran.
Now, before you laugh, consider that phase one of the Islamic State's plan to take Rome may already be underway, flooding Europe with ISIS fighters under the cover of the refugee crisis.
They're not talking about doing it by conventional armies. They're talking about doing it by overwhelming these lands with sympathizers from within and an influx of other people from outside.
The Islamic State reveals part of its plan in its publication, Black Flags from Rome. It will use sleeper cells and expects to get help from Muslims serving in European armies and from non-Muslim sympathizers. It also wants to fire missiles into Italy that it has captured on the battlefield. This is a threat that is hard to be concerned about, for Italian and foreign policy expert Emmanuel Ottolenghi.
The concern should be commensurate to the reality of the threat. The Islamic State does not pose that kind of a threat today.
He says Europe faces more pressing problems because of ISIS.
I think that the much larger threat that we are concerned with in Europe is with the lone wolf terrorist who plots a terror outrage against a school, against a supermarket, against a shopping mall, against an airport.
And it is hard to see how ISIS could conquer a city of 3 million people in a nation of 60 million people. But it is not hard to see ISIS attempting it. The conquest of Rome has been a primary goal since the beginning of the Islamic State.
They think that the conquest of Rome will be the complete sign of Islam's superiority over Christianity and defeat of Christianity.
They also see the fall of Rome on an eschatological timeline that will culminate in a battle near Dabiq, Syria, their version of Armageddon.
And they think that once this battle takes place at Dabiq, this final battle, which they see coming in by 10 years from now, in 2025, that the Muslims will battle the non-Muslims in this town in northern Syria, and then Jesus, the Muslim prophet, and the Mahdi will return to the earth, and they will together conquer and Islamize the world.
If their plan for Rome succeeds, ISIS says it will throw homosexuals from the top of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. But the chief target is Vatican City in Rome. And the main event, as they see it, will be the beheading of the Pope in St. Peter's Square, broadcast and live-streamed to an international audience.
There was a Polish convert to Islam recently who has joined the Islamic State, and he said, once we take Rome, we're going to carry out mass beheadings in St. Peter's Square. And so this is the plan, to convert St. Peter's Square into a huge site of executions of people considered to be the enemies of Allah, chief among them the Pope, in order to cow and frighten the rest of the world into submitting to their rule.
It's a plan that for now has little chance of success. But in his new book, The ISIS Apocalypse, Author and expert William McCant says ISIS has recently taken a longer-term view of the conquest of Rome and the return of the Mahdi, and is willing to wait in order to build up its forces. ISIS is already next door to Italy in North Africa. More importantly, Islamic State fighters are almost certainly already inside the country, some posing as refugees, going about their lives, waiting for the day when the battle for Rome begins. Dale Hurd, CBN News, Rome.
It is Islam, a book written by Glenn Beck, in addition to these other books that you're seeing now. It's so important to be able to understand it, because in these books, they're talking about a systematic unfolding of an Islamic plan. And it's happening like clockwork. I mean, everybody keeps denying it, but it's like a 100-year plan that was uncovered reportedly by the FBI when they raided somebody's home sometime back. They looked at it. It was a 100-year plan to be able to have it. As a matter of fact, when we get back from the break, I'll show you. I got it sitting on my desk so you can see it. But it's happening. So, you know, it's time for us to realize, whether you think this is crazy or not, it's happening. So we got to begin to pay attention. And if you look at end-time prophecy and see what happens, one of the very specific things that happens is Christians are being beheaded. What's happening right now? Christians are being beheaded. Christians, I mean, even the very man that's talking about, there's not a lot of concerns. There was a British soldier right there in Europe that was walking across the street, and he was beheaded right in the middle of the streets. I don't know what happened to the mindset of the world in regards to some sort of collective mindset, but each individual counts. Everybody's very important. The 10 students that got called out as Christians in Oregon University up there, in the University in Oregon, they were shot because they were Christians. The Christians that were killed in the South Carolina church, you know, we need to pay close attention what's taking place.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.